Zeit.
Big nails, is it?
I said it to you the other day.
Go on.
Pistachio sauce.
You mentioned it in passing, and you said it when my board was there, and she was like, yeah, whoppa. So I was just like pretending I didn't hear it from either. Yes.
Fuck me, man. I was getting a bleeding coffee on Manor Street the other day, and your man in there is from Rome or something. And he said, he says, I get the pistachio sauce from Rome. I said, mate, I don't know what pistachio sauce is. So you open the jar and give me a teaspoon, and oh my God, boys, it's sensational. So I was saying at the home, did you ever have pistachio sauce? And he's like, what? I was like, it's Whopper in there. And he was like, what are you having it with? And I said, rice cakes. And he judged me for it.
I heard there was tuts and eye rolls and...
Everyone in the office.
It's just you've been on a roll lately with this stuff.
Trying my best.
To what, like?
Become own.
I don't eat any of this stuff.
Yeah, I think you was a role reversing now.
I don't know. I've just stayed the same. He's the one who's changed.
I don't know, man. You've been very hostile lately.
Yeah, you're going into the gutter.
No, that's a horrendous allegation.
I wouldn't call it an allegation.
When was I hostile?
Observation. You're getting very hostile now. You're raising your voice.
Fairness, you are.
You're raising your voice. Look at it again. There you go. Do you know what I mean? Well, here we are. This week's bonus episode.
How are yous?
I'm all good. How are you? Yeah, how are you, Owen?
What's the crack with you and me?
Grand, yeah.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
2 weeks.
That's a long time for us.
It is.
Yeah, I've been talking to you since though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't be in-person interaction though, Owen. No. That's why we don't do Zoom on the podcast.
That's true, yeah.
That is true, boys.
Yeah, good show we made that, no?
If someone gets a lag, it's over. The whole Zoom call.
The worst thing about it is the two of us are on one end, so we'll go to talk and you'll go to talk, and then the guests will stop and they'll be like, who's talking? And I'll be like, I don't know. And then that's awkward then for everyone.
So we did it with Liam Cunningham at the very start. Yeah. Went alright.
He was sound, wasn't he?
Bang on. Bang on.
Right, are we doing questions or what are we doing?
Yep.
I feel like I've got stuff to talk about now. I'll check my notes. So I do make notes because I actually do homework. Oh.
Let's see the notes then.
No.
Go on.
Because I have other stuff in there. That's like, do you know what else I have in my notes? A list of every country I've been to. I just like to know. No?
That's middle class, bro.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you want to take a guess? How many numbers? How many, like what number?
I know where it is.
One.
I know where my co-host went. 34.
No.
Less?
Yeah, well less. Do you want to go on?
27.
24. Not bad.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. That's good going. And do you know what? I might not be done.
What am I on now?
I should hope not.
Four.
Five. Six.
Go on.
Turkey, Portugal, Spain, Holland, Ireland, England.
Can't count Ireland.
Count England.
I count England, yeah. Can't count Ireland.
Five.
The message I got on LinkedIn the other day. So, when you're on LinkedIn, you know, I fucking hate LinkedIn, by the way.
Yep.
The fucking shit you see on it.
Yep.
I don't post on it. The odd time I post on it, and it's a nice little humble brag. I'm like, oh yeah, you talking about bleeding, making sales, eh? Bang, I was on the Late Late Show, you fool. Right? So some fella sent me a message, and it says, hi Calvin.
I wouldn't mind if you were absolutely dored on the Late Late as well. Go on.
Oh, you look great though.
Did we even? Matching, bro?
Well, if one of you look well, the other one did, so.
Whoa, I'm not happy about that.
Whoa.
Whoa. Very passive aggressive. Anyways, this fella's name, right? I'm not even going to name him. He says, hi Calvin, I'm hoping messaging you on LinkedIn might increase the likelihood of getting my question read out. And I was like, ah, all right. And then it says in the next paragraph, actually, it's not really a question. Tell Terrence to watch the Shawshank and he's getting a box off me. And he was like, I just love the plot twist in it. I love how he went all professional, hi Calvin. And he's like, actually, tell him to get a box off me.
Any questions, bro?
I have a great fact for you. You know David Beckham? What would you reckon comes to your mind? Describe him. What's he famous for?
Football.
In terms of what? Like, what about his game is he famous for?
Free kicks.
Yeah, and what else?
Crossing the ball.
Do you know the name of the hospital he was born in? Whips Cross.
That's a lie. That's a lie. Is it true?
We're going to find out now in 20 seconds.
That guy.
Yeah.
What? Who else was Trent born there?
Whips Cross. David Beckham. Yeah, David Beckham. They literally made, was it Adidas who made their own kind of brand for him, and the logo was a fella crossing the ball. And he was born in Whips Cross.
That's mad. Was there anyone else born there? Any other famous footballers born there?
I'm not checking that.
Would it not just be like a...
Nah, I'm not checking.
Well, fine, no. You're not the only one with a computer around here, pal.
He sent me a picture of his laptop the other day.
Yeah.
Just to show me he was doing some work.
What did I say to you, bro? I wish I was specky.
Sound.
Do you want a question?
Yeah.
So this is from Brandon, or, I quote, as they call me on the grass, Branaldo.
I don't want to hear this question now. Would you reckon?
Oh, I'm throw. I'm in shock. Go on.
Do you reckon he's over the age of 18?
No, definitely.
Can't.
What's his name?
Brandon. But he calls himself
Branaldo.
Branaldo.
Well, he says they call him Branaldo. He loves the show. I listened for a year, and he says waiting for the episode to be posted is the highlight of his week.
Ah,
I feel bad now.
Yeah, no, Branaldo, get up, get them all.
The BR7 fella.
Here's a zinger for you. You can only wear one shoe and sock on one foot for the rest of your life, or only get a haircut on one side of your head for the rest of your life.
You're taking the one shoe and sock.
Are you?
Yeah.
So a barefoot on the other foot?
Yep.
So what, you're going to have a fade on one side and then a mop of hair on the other?
And what, you're going to have a runner and stock on one foot and no runner on the other? What are you on about? What are you trying to make that sound like?
Because I look fresh. You'd look fresh sitting here and you can't see your feet.
Imagine being in sexy dancing on a Saturday
night. No problem.
Night,
no problem.
Board sanch around the
no
high heel.
No problem.
Many times you get your feet stood on.
Yeah.
Barefoot. Yeah. High heel,
no problem.
No, how, please.
Imagine being in sexy dancing and people are like, who's that skill shooter over there with half
just
his head shaved?
Just keep going at the one side if you want to flirt with someone. Just stand at one angle. What's up, where you from, like?
Side-eyeing somebody. Do you want a drink?
You can't be going out with and then winter. Winter?
Really?
Barefoot.
No. Where do you think we're living?
Bro, don't.
You'd lose a toe.
You wouldn't get hypothermia.
Are you?
Oh, frostbite. You wouldn't. Not in Dublin.
It does be minus degrees.
You'd be grand.
Yeah, you're getting frostbite, yeah.
You'd be grand. You're not going to be out. What do you think? You're living on the streets with no fucking stockings on.
Calvin.
Well, you can't go anywhere then. That's, you have to stay inside.
You get in the car. You drive in the car. You don't be walking. How often do you walk from your gaff to town when it's cold out?
Calvin, tell me what your average steps a day is then.
Probably less than 10,000, 30, to be honest with you.
So, in and around 10,000?
I'd say under. I go to the gym in the morning. That's my exercise for the day done.
And imagine you're trying to do deadlifts.
Yeah.
One.
It's better to do deadlifts flat footed anyways.
You only have one flat foot.
And what? You wear another flat runner. There you go.
Nah, I've not.
Surely, hang on, you can take your runner off. You're not, it's not just permanently glued to your foot. I just take both, take that stocking and runner off.
Well then the permanent bleeding yoke then shouldn't count. Permanent yoke.
So what if you go to bed? You have to go to bed with a runner on.
Well,
if you get in the shower, you have to have your runner on.
If you're out of bed, surely. Or if you're not.
No, he's. When do you wear runners? You don't wear runners unless you leave the house.
So, well, then you have to have a fade for every single minute of every day of the whole year. And you've.
When do you get a
haircut? On for
whenever you need to wear runners.
A couple of hours, yeah. So, yeah, well, then you're going to have a haircut. I'm assuming. Not
no, you're going to have
a runner.
You're going with
you
the one runner. You're going with the one runner.
Yeah, I'm assuming. No, I'm going with the half a haircut now.
Forever?
Well, if you only have to put the runner on for fucking 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
But you have to half a fade for a whole entire year.
Yeah.
Every minute of every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking that bleeding. The half a fade.
You're making an argument against half the fade.
I'm taking half a runner.
Yeah.
That's the argument.
Yeah.
Of course you're taking half the runner.
Yeah.
The runner then the half a fade. Sorry.
Yeah.
Why? Because you can just take her off and chill in the gaff.
Could you not just get no haircut?
No, you need a haircut. You can't be going.
Yeah, well, what's better, no haircut or half a haircut?
No haircut.
Exactly. So I'm saying, could you not just keep both shoes and just let your hair grow long?
No.
Wait, what's going on, boys? I'm about to get mad confused now.
I'm just wondering if you have to get the half a haircut, or would that option allow you just to get no haircut whatsoever? So you have both shoes and long hair.
Like, what's it for, a year?
Forever.
Oh, it's forever?
Yeah.
No haircut forever.
Also, if you have, for the rest of your life, if you have only one shoe, you're going to get to an age where that's going to get pretty dangerous. You're not worried about frostbite or hypothermia now, but you get old enough.
Oh, you'd be grand.
Every day you'd be dicing with death.
We look after ourselves. Terry's in the gym now. He's on the juice and all.
It's always here, yeah. He looks it too.
Shawahan boys.
He's on the juice, isn't that mad, isn't it?
And he came in complaining that he's getting loads of messages from people saying he's on the juice.
Mad, isn't it? I thought... mad. And hey, hang on, do you know what's funny? The shoe was on the other foot. There you go.
Like, I told me comments off on my Instagram stories weeks ago. And John McGuckin had to go in and personally message me saying, dog, why turning the replies off on your stories? I was going to roast you for them gym pics. Serious juice going on.
Told you. He's on the juice.
He had to go out of his way to send me that.
You're going out of your way to go on the juice.
And you're selecting pictures that make it look like you're on the juice.
What does that mean?
Now, there you go.
The pictures you're posting.
I have no sympathy for you.
You look bigger in them than
like
you do.
100 pictures, taking 100 pictures and just posting the one that I look good. Like, just take a picture.
You deserve everything you get. I have zero sympathy for you.
I don't believe that.
I'll show you my phone, bro. I've no issue showing you. What? Do you think, like, I stand there getting different angles?
I'll say you get a few angles.
Bro, you're a lawyer. How much you want to bet then?
I don't know how I could prove or disprove.
Well, I have the phone.
Yeah, it could be someone else's phone.
Could be deleting the pictures after you're done. Could take 10, post the one, delete the other 9.
Yeah.
Could, Terry. Mm. Would.
Well, if I can delete you, delete them all, would you?
You delete the other 9, you keep the one, you'd be like, that's the one I posted today. You know what I mean?
Me in the gym getting all the angles.
Why would you delete it?
They'd be mad embarrassed even taking the picture in the gym, but if you're saying to myself, I look well, I got a quick sly one. Boom. Done. Imagine me in the gym.
Do you know what's mad?
All getting all the angles. No way.
Do you know what's mad? I don't even have any remorse about the abuse I got for a year. Like, I'm just like, yeah, grand. I won't even rub it in. I'll just let him enjoy his.
But then, Owen, you have to agree with me here. It was like...
I hear that at least once a week.
No, but you have to agree, because I'll never forget it. We do the podcast every single week, and he was in the gym for ages, and then it was just like, one week he just come in, and he's just like turning sideways coming in the door.
His head was really big.
What the fuck? His head swelled down his shoulder. I was like, what happened to you, man? It was like, I don't know. It was like he went in the juice, yeah. It was the only explanation I had. Still hasn't proved me wrong.
Yeah. And how are you getting on in the gym there, Terry?
I'm swelling it. Boys, I'm 85 kilo. Oh, no, he's never over 80 kilo in my life.
He's in the gym a wet day and he's had to put on 10 kilo.
That's a speed.
That screams anabolic to me. Screams anabolic. In fairness, Terry, you're like sending me pictures of stuff and me like, I'm just taking this, what's that? And I'm like, pfft, I'm not you sad.
You lie, yeah. I'll go, through what message you're like, yeah, that's the money shot.
Yeah.
Take that.
Because money shot is definitely in my vocabulary.
No, but you're saying they're the ones. Yeah, they're good, yeah.
I don't take that and you take.
Do you not?
No.
So why do you get them?
Good question.
Did I not get them?
You didn't get them off me. Come here.
Maybe I am on the juice.
The hairy fella, he pissing the beak on a thing will dissolve, wouldn't it?
Thing melted. Taking juice fits over here. Might seem to have you annoyed.
No wonder. It makes sense why he's coming in pulling clocks off the wall.
It was a juice fit.
Right. Bernardo sent us a few.
Fuck off.
There's a few more. We're just going to have one more here. It's for Terry specifically. What's worse, forgetting your dog's birthday or thinking The Equalizer is the best film ever made?
Whoa.
Point out he's over 18 because I'm going to give him a hiding when I get him.
Ronaldo fella coming in here throwing hands. Terry's sitting over there like 50 cents. Why say fuck me for?
I'm at the catching a stray there, didn't I?
You were hurt by that one.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard a more direct insult in my life.
You'll probably be able to hear the gulp in my throat when he said it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no. Yeah.
Like, that was my pinpoint. Like, that literally couldn't apply to. There's 8 billion people on the planet, and there's only one person that insult can apply to, and it's you, Terrence. Not a bother to him.
Ronaldo.
A fella called Ronaldo was at the licking you.
Bro, we've gone downhill since I started this podcast.
Since I started bleeding eating pistachio sauce.
Fuck off.
Juicing.
Juice, I'll take a juice in a minute. I'll hop that webcam off the wall.
Check Ronaldo's email, get his IP, and that's it. I'll yeah. Bear his gaff. So, well, yeah, what's the question, Terry? Oh, what's the answer to the question?
No, I'm not answering that. Any more questions, Alan?
Forgetting your dog's birthday is definitely bad.
It is bad, yeah. But I know it's bad, right? Boys, we can stop bringing that up.
I've seen a funny one, and it's like, it's my nephew's birthday this month, but we're broke, so we're just not going to tell him. That's what Terrence done with the dog. Saying to his board now, don't dump your fucking mouth.
Book a live show so we can get or something.
Did you go to Smith's?
No, I didn't. Blah, next Thursday.
It's going to be closer to our second birthday when he gets around.
Why's it happy Thursday?
I'll double her up. I'll bring her up.
Late night shopping. Terrence is a busy man. He hasn't got time to be going uptown before six.
Come on now. You know this.
Dylan and Tig both sent this one in. Don't know.
I kind of like when people come together and send an email.
They asked, would you rather find 1,000 cockroaches or a human being in your attic? Living. A living person.
Living.
The noise upstairs. The noise up in the attic, you up to check it out. Would you prefer it's 1,000 cockroaches or a person?
I have a story for you, bro. Do you know, in America...
Yeah.
Do you know this?
This is a common thing.
There was a woman... living in an attic of someone's got for 5 years.
But then when that came out, there was a load, like people were commenting underneath with more stories. People were putting up security cameras on because like that stuff would be moved in the gaff. And there was a fella like getting out of the attic, stuff washing the delf, bringing his delf down, washing it, putting it in the press and getting back in the attic.
Yeah, once cocoa box, it was empty cocoa pops, yeah? Gone. And she was like, I knew there was something up. Cereal. A box of cereal is what gave it away. I was like, are you for real? Did someone living in the attic for 5 years and a box of cereal gave it away?
You want me to read you? I presume this is the same woman.
Yeah.
Like she wrote about it. So her name is Amber Dawn. And she writes, in 1995, when I was 20, I moved to Enumclaw, a farming town in the US state of Washington, to be close to my brother and his family. I rented an apartment. My room was on the top floor, but on my first night, lying in bed, I heard footsteps above me. Over the months, I started to notice things going missing. I would buy a six-pack of soda, drink one, come home from work and find only four left. Yeah. It was the same with packets of soup and ramen noodles. I also noticed that doors I had left open were closed, or vice versa. Mostly, I found it amusing. I assumed that my brother, who had a key, was coming over and eating my food. Looking back, I should have known it wasn't him because there would have been dirty dishes everywhere. I got a puppy. When she was being toilet trained, I kept her in the bathroom. One day, when I was out, the apartment flooded. I came home to find the puppy in the sink. She was tiny. I didn't know she could have got up there unless someone had put her there to save her. I continued to hear footsteps. There was a hatch in the ceiling, leading to what I assumed was an attic. I asked my landlady if there was any way someone could be up there and she said, no way, it's probably a squirrel or raccoons. So I pushed it out of my mind. Then one day, I called in sick to work. I lay on the couch all day and at 11 p.m. turned off the lights, lit a candle and ran a bath. As I lay in the water, I noticed the attic hatch was open.
I felt sick.
Suddenly, everything slowed way down. What took about 30 seconds felt like 5 minutes. All the puzzle pieces fell into place. The footsteps, the food, the puppy. Someone was in my apartment. Next line, though, just to puncture the tension.
She was sound.
And she says, my first thought was, if they wanted me dead, I would be dead.
Fair.
So, they had access to me for 6 months, she says. I accused it must be a man or someone tall enough to get up there without a ladder. I knew I had to stay cool and not scare him in case he hurt me. I walked naked to the bedroom to get my robe. Passing the mirrored closet I suspected he was hiding in, then I went to the kitchen, got a hammer out of the junk drawer for protection and called my sister-in-law. I whispered, I think there's someone in my house. She said, get out now, I'm on my way. 3 minutes later, she was outside. We went back to her house and called the police. They didn't find anything, but there was a nest of stuff in the attic, a sleeping bag, some food and a book. Next day, I told my landlady I was moving out and gave her a copy of the police report.
But come here, she's a lawyer.
Yeah, but she lives in a house without an attic.
Oh wait, so she never even got to speak to the person?
No, he was never caught. They have no idea.
There's a name for this.
Oh, that's different there, how long he was there.
They call it something. Like nesting or something like that. There's a name where a homeless person lives in someone's house when they're not there. There's a name for it. But it's a common thing in America. See, I'd be shitting. See the way she said, if he was going to kill me, I'd be dead by now. If you startled someone in that situation and they panic because they've never had to confront you before. Yeah. What if he acted out, like, you know what I mean, panic and killed you then? That's why I'd be shitting.
Well, that's because she got the hammer, didn't it?
No, but when she was in the bath.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and you don't know what that person's like. They're obviously in a desperate situation if they're fucking sneaking into someone's gap and sleeping in the attic. You know what I mean? So, especially in America as well, boys, I'd be terrified. I'd take the 1,000 cockroaches. Do you know what as well? I know you don't like when we reveal personal stuff about you on the podcast, but sometimes when we do a video call, wherever you walk from home, you can see you're at the catch in the background and it bugs me.
Why does that annoy you?
Because that start of stuff scares me.
Yeah, well.
And it's in a bedroom, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, that I wouldn't be in that room now. Like, if that was my bedroom, I'd be like, man, I'm sleeping beside you tonight. I'm not having it.
Well, when there was noise coming out of there, it was pretty weird.
What was that, a board?
It was a board, but it sounded a lot bigger.
Has she got a sleeping bag as well? Boys, my gaff has an attic.
Does it?
Oh, the new house, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, so we're feeling this. Like, it is
in the morning.
Is this out there now?
And can you get into your, is it terrace house?
Semi.
Okay, so it's joined onto the attic next door.
Is it, yeah? Is that how they walk?
You'd be able to get through, I'd say. Yeah, if you really wanted to.
So it's not even your say. If the neighbour leaves the door,
hang on for a minute.
A woman can get into the attic.
Does that mean I can get into the neighbour?
Or the neighbour's son wants to pretend he's running away. Or he's just a super fan.
What if you get the attic converted?
Imagine he's in bed, right? And the attic door opens and he goes to piss in the shower. Yeah.
Big fan, bro.
Come here. Can you not get your attic converted and get that sorted?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what the birds in our attic, the only way to get rid of them was just to get someone out to seal up the hole that they were getting in and out of.
Yeah, but I'm on, fuck the hole getting in now. I'm on about your man getting in now, me gaff.
They were there yesterday morning, sitting on top of the roof with the birds.
Oh.
Still coming back.
That's because you keep feeding crows and all.
Let's not talk about crows.
He's not having it. Yeah, let's not talk about
crows. I nodded at a magpie this morning when I was out on a run. I was talking Calvin.
Calvin does it as well.
Oh, I do it all the time.
A man of science that'll slag you over not walking on 4 shores will salute a bleeding magpie.
Sure up, young up, Jack, and let someone wave over you and take all your problems away. Oh, the recce walked. Bro, you have a tumour. Go up to the hospital.
Have a hernia. Do have a hernia, boys. Need to get that fixed. Just on another topic, yeah.
remember he was going to get the hernia fixed when I went away for 2 weeks. He's like, no, no matter, the fucking Monday he goes away,
yeah,
still has the hernia.
I'm pretty sure it's on a bonus episode, him saying he's going to go and get it fixed tomorrow.
I said it when we had Jason Bourne on. 3 years.
Yeah.
Don't be worrying, it's still
there.
What's
wrong with you?
Oh, bro, it's heavy.
Oh, you think it's a part of his personality now? He can't part with it.
See, when I'm lifting weights and all, boys, I have to constantly bleed and pop the hernia back.
Are you in the gym, eh?
No, you're a little oil batter here.
Is the hernia juicing as well?
Boys, it feels like it's at the ground on the juice, yeah. It's like a suitcase hanging up.
Now that you're exercising proper like that, you want to get that looked at. Big time.
Terry, you could rip the stomach off yourself.
Yeah, like you can do serious fucking damage doing that now.
No, but boys, I feel it.
And you haven't made one attempt at getting it fixed.
I have. I'm waiting.
In 2022.
I'm waiting on a date to go in for the operation.
Hey, yeah.
And Reiki is real. That's what you said, man. When Richie said he didn't open your mouth, you shit yourself.
What did he say?
Richie Sadler said he did Reiki, remember? And you were like, yeah, no way, that sounds lately. You shit.
On the podcast?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Are you picking cockroaches or a person?
Oh, cockroaches. Bro, I'm not seeing a human in the attic, man.
That's
a whole human.
There's just so many.
Would you rather see half one?
I'd rather see a dead. If you said a dead body, I'd go, yeah.
I'd be moving now. Can't
would
be having
you?
That in the gaff, yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine getting into the attic and there's a live human on the hunkers or something. Just looking at you.
Imagine there was a dead body. That's worse.
How is that worse, bro? I can't hurt you.
How was it there?
Would you be at all concerned about hauntings?
As well. That's a big factor to play. I might pay that, you know. Suppose you can pay to find out if someone died in your gaff. I might do it.
And that's it for Talking More Bollocks. Send us any emails to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Any questions just have. Take us out. Boom. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weapons in now. Tell your body your pain. Walk it hard and low. When you feel it down. The hip knocker. Go down. Go down. Go down.